All right, I'm gonna start. I was actually thinking that I'm not gonna make it to this one, but I'm actually in Toronto right now. Lots of traffic. We had a flight this morning from San Francisco, and we are actually at Sina's house right now. He's on the call with the gang right there. So they're joining as a group this time. All right. Super excited about this session. And I know that a few other people will drop in. Hopefully that doesn't interrupt the flow. And yeah, we are here today with Stephanie. It's a very exciting session. I was introduced to Stephanie through Amanda on this call. You know Amanda already. And she said great things about Stephanie. And we got on a call, we chatted. And I felt, given her background and her journey, it would be very interesting to have her leading a session with us and experience something new again today. So thank you, Stephanie, for hosting. And I hope you enjoy this session.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ali, so much. Thank you, Amanda, for the connection and pleasure to meet everybody. Thank you for having me in this space as well. And what I'll do is I'll just share my screen. I did prepare some slides for today's conversation. Can everybody see my screen now?
Yes.
Okay, gorgeous. So we'll start from the top. So I'm originally from Miami, Florida. My family is Cuban Brazilian by background. I today live in New Jersey. And I spent about a decade in the corporate space. So I'll just give you a little background on me. So I grew up, you know, very type A, very ambitious, high achiever, a perfectionist. I didn't have this language, you know, that I do today back then, but I essentially was living off my to-do list, right? I was always planning ahead, thinking about every little step, very strategic. And so this energy, this way of existing served me well, as you can imagine, especially in the corporate space. But after living, you know, in that way for so long, chronic burnout was very much part of my reality. So I was hitting burnout, depletion. Turns out, as I started to really focus on my healing, realized that I have high functioning, or I had high functioning anxiety. I was in constant stress and overwhelm. There was this inability to relax and to really slow down and breathe and be in the present moment. One big thing that was a huge factor to this was compassion fatigue. I cared a lot, and the role that I was in for 7 years, I was the VP of growth for an agency. We worked with tech companies. I grew the company from 800K to about 3.5 million. We grew the team to 30 people full time. It was a lot. And I was also kind of the mother hen, so to speak, you know, taking on a lot of people's emotions, a lot of their, you know, the emotional baggage. And so a part of, you know, just health issues, I had constant migraines, I had digestive issues, reproductive health issues. I mean, it was bad. It was really, really bad. So about 2 years ago, I left the corporate space officially, and it's been about 10 years of my own awakening, my own healing journey. So today I help women that are on their spiritual path to awaken, align, and embody with their soul purpose. And I do this through holding space, through intuitive coaching, guidance, as well as the somatic and energetic healing. And I'll just give a little brief, usually this is a workshop I do over, you know, about an hour, hour and a half, but I just want to give everybody a little bit of insight, something that I took away from, you know, my time and my experience in having gone through burnout, so many cycles of burnout. So we know that it is a mental, emotional, and physical state of exhaustion that is brought on by prolonged stress, misalignment, and overextension with the things in our life. The signs of burnout, which I'm sure some of us are well aware, it's reduced energy levels, we're easily triggered, there's a loss of interest, a loss of purpose. And that's essentially what happened with me throughout my time in corporate. There was just there that drive completely, dissipated. And so you become withdrawn, you feel empty, there's, a lot of cynicism, there's a lot of mood swings, and even the inability to really focus, or sometimes even feeling numb, emotionally numb and disconnected, right? We live in our head and we're completely disconnected from the body, from the heart, from the feelings. And of course, bringing on chronic pain, as well. So just to kind of cut to the chase, given our limited time together, some of the emotional patterns and the energetic blocks really at the root of this were survival mode and the worthiness wound, right? The worthiness wound of I'm not enough. And the worthiness wound, when we have this unconscious belief, this limiting belief of I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, we over extend ourselves, right? We seek that external validation. We want to prove our worth. We take on more work. We say yes to everything. We don't have boundaries. And, there might be temporary satisfaction, but that in and of itself can cause that burnout, right? It can cause that state of depletion. Some other pieces, just as I mentioned, lack of boundaries, but unexpressed emotions. I know in the corporate, when I was in my masculine corporate space, there wasn't time to feel your feelings. You didn't, there were so many other things to do and tackle that was always kind of pushed aside. And of course, the constant fear, the constant worry, I mean, that's rooted in the survival mode, in this feeling of I'm always on a treadmill, or I always have some kind of race that I'm on, or yeah, I'm sure many of you might. And please, in the chat, if any of this resonates, or if there's something you want to add, I welcome that as well. But really, at the underneath that inner critic was a very judgmental, a very kind of negative self-talk, inner dialogue that was also happening. And of course, an imbalance between the masculine and feminine energies, right? So energetically speaking, every human has both. And if we're too much in one and not finding that balance, that in and of itself causes a lot of other issues, and then it manifests physically, in our body as well, and other symptoms. So the whole point of this really is understanding that as we drop into our body and we really awaken our heart. Our heart is the gateway to our soul. It's the gateway to our desires, to our joy, our the things that light us up. It's important to connect with this part of us. It's important to hear what is it that really brings me purpose and can really help me feel that sense of expansiveness. Because when we're in that burnout and survival mode, you can't tap into your creativity, you can't tap into your joy, into that sense of freedom and abundance. And these were kind of states of being that were very foreign to me when I was stuck in just the hustle, go, go, go all the time. And so the last thing I'll leave you here with before we jump into the breath practice is, just energy enhancers, things that are going to really give us that extra boost. So intentional rest, and not just sleeping right at night when we go to bed, but resting, active rest, where you can really, physically kind of come into stillness, maybe reading a book, maybe it's writing, maybe it's, engaging in some more creative outlets. Of course, having time alone completely, no emails, no texts, no phone, alone, conscious breathing. Meditation, movement of all kinds, consistent sleep and hydration, earthing. So if you take your bare feet, placing it directly on the earth and allow yourself to absorb, it's like taking a massive dose of antioxidants. It's really profound for our body, for our nervous system. Of course, sunlight, nature, air, fresh air, bringing in any and all of the elements. Doing what lights you up. Intimacy, affection, laughter, right? Like really those positive social connections, because we know that when stress is work when work is stressful and relationships are stressful, it's very, very difficult to connect with that inner joy as well. So anyways, I'll pause here. Okay. Are we still good? I apologize for the internet. I know. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Amazing. So if anything resonates in the chat, let me know. Yeah. Beautiful. And like I said, I usually do this over an hour and a half, and it's a lot more interactive where you walk away with some deeper insights. But I hope that was just a little quick insight into into this. So beautiful. Thank you. Let me get my music flowing. So I invite everybody, wherever you are, if you want to just, you know, really come into a comfortable seat, you can start to close your eyes. If you're on a chair, placing both feet on the ground. Amazing. All right. So we'll just make up for some time here and just inviting you to bring in some head rolls. Yeah. So just stretching out the neck and bringing in some shoulder rolls as well. Starting to connect with your breath here. Exhaling through the mouth. Exhale, let it go. Beautiful. And if it feels good, bringing your hands to just over to the wrists. I know we spent a lot of time on the internet, a lot of time on the laptop. So just giving yourself a little love here. And I'm going to explain. So as this next song comes on in about 30 seconds, I'm going to guide us through about 5 minutes of a three-part breath. I'm sure some of you have practiced this here at We Pause. So we're going to be breathing through the mouth. We're going to first breathe deep into the belly. The second breath is going to expand up into the chest. And the third is going to exhale down the back. So inviting you to really bring in that visual of breathing in through the front. And then we're going to exhale down the back. We're going to do this for about 5 minutes. This is a breath pattern that tends to bring up any of those stagnant, sticky, stressful emotions that might still be sitting in our within our being. And then we'll move into a more cooling, soothing breath to kind of set us up, okay? Beautiful. So go ahead and close your eyes again. Exhale the air all the way out. And the first breath goes into the belly. The second breath into the chest. And exhale down the back. Nice and slow. Belly, chest, and exhale. Beautiful. Keep going. Belly, chest, exhale, release. And at your own pace, belly, chest, let it go. And as you inhale, bringing in that life force into the belly, up into the chest, exhale down the back. Softening the mind, opening the heart, connecting with your breath. Into the belly, up into the chest, exhale down the back. And as you inhale, exhale, release. Starting to visualize a golden light coming in with every breath. And as you exhale, imagine any stagnant, dense emotions, any lingering frustrations, stress, any little weird vibes from the week that you might be holding, just exhale and release. Let it go through the breath. Keep flowing into the belly. Exhale down the back. Exhale, release. Belly, chest, and exhale. Belly, chest, let it go. One more minute. Connecting with your life force and allowing yourself to exhale. And as you do, releasing, giving it back to the earth. On that exhale, if you feel called to really sigh it out, releasing through the vocal cords, that's also a way of releasing energy. Belly, chest, and exhale, let it go. Softening into your natural breath here. Just taking a moment to feel into the sensations, feeling into whatever's alive for you here. Dropping in even further into your center. We'll begin with a gentle box breath, inhaling through the nose for four. And here we go. In, two, three, four, holding your breath. Two, three, four, exhale through the mouth. And hold at the bottom. Inhale, one, two, three, four, hold it at the top. Exhale, release. And hold at the bottom. Inhaling nice and big. Holding it at the top. Exhale, let it go. Holding it at the bottom. This is helping to balance our nervous system. Inhale. And hold. Exhale, release. Hold at the bottom. A few more rounds. In. Hold. Let it go. Hold at the bottom. Inhaling nice and big. Hold. Exhale. Hold. One more round. In. Hold. Exhale. Holding it at the bottom. Release. Softening into your natural breath. Keeping your eyes closed, staying with your own rhythm here. Gently breathing, starting to draw your awareness down into the heart space. As you inhale, feeling that heartbeat. And as you exhale, letting it go. Connecting with this center of unconditional love, of compassion, of gratitude and appreciation. Keeping your focus here, and if it feels good, you can place one hand on the heart, one hand on the lower belly. Connecting with your body. Again, without any judgment, without manipulating, just feeling into whatever's alive here for you. And in your heart, connecting with that regenerative feeling of gratitude, of love, and allowing it to expand. You might visualize this. There's a green light, an emerald green light, radiating from the heart, allowing it to open up, bringing this visualization, this color, out, 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 expanding, visualizing your entire field covered in this beautiful green light. Allowing it to cleanse and clear. And in this moment, inviting you to feel into something that you're truly, truly grateful for. Something that lights you up from the inside. Beautiful. So holding that visual of that emerald green light surrounding your entire body. And we'll take a final breath here. Inhaling through the nose, really pulling that breath up from your feet, from your tailbone, up the spine, expanding the chest, expanding the heart. This time, hold the breath at the top. Take one more sip of air. Releasing nice and slow. I'm just taking this moment to be in this stillness together. Gently start to come back into the present moment, opening your eyes whenever that feels good to you, and maybe just take a moment to look in your space, connecting with a color or perhaps a plant, just taking in all the senses. Amazing. Thank you. How are we feeling? Any comments, any shares? Welcome them in the chat or voice as well. Awesome. I love the heart emojis. Thank you.
Beautiful. It was so lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Apologize again for the internet connection. Typically, you know, I guide deeper breathwork journeys. It'll be an hour long, and you can drop into a completely alternate dimension, you know, and hopefully this was just a little quick flavor, just to drop us into the body. I'm open if anybody has any questions, any comments, any shares, and I'll drop a couple links here as well if anybody feels called to stay connected. Just to share as well, the freebie that I have is a workshop that I guided. It's called Head to Heart. It's a 2-day workshop, and this is where I take everyone through both the, you know, it's a bit of teaching, but then also it's a guided journey. So if anyone's interested in, you know, maybe Sunday night, popping that on, let me know, message me on Instagram, how it goes. Thank you all so much. And I'll just, you know, final words is really, I cannot emphasize enough the need for us to really, really, truly take a moment to obviously pause, no pun intended, but pause and, you know, connect and really feel into our inner experience, our inner being, you know, connect to whatever resonates with you, even if it's Mother Nature, or just find that connection and, you know, take the time to slow down and to be present with our friends, with our family, with, you know, our loved ones. It's truly, truly important. Anyways. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. This was so good, honestly. Like, I'm not gonna speak for others, but it really made me so emotional. So I think it was definitely, you had a great setting. Also, like, the music and everything, just, it was spot on and exactly what I needed after 5 hours flight.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say thank you. It was really nice. And I feel like it also reminded me that, like, if I want to do breath work, it doesn't have to be like this whole big thing. It can be like a quick, like, just pause that I take during my day that doesn't take up that much time. And I think sometimes that's really easy to forget. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the 5 minutes of that 3-part breath, it really gets It first activates the sympathetic nervous system, so it really brings that stress response right to the surface. And you just did 5 minutes of it, so imagine 25 minutes of that. It really is, it causes us to bring up the emotions that we suppress, right? And it bypasses the linear mind. It helps us to feel into the subconscious, and then our parasympathetic nervous system turns on, and that's when our brain waves drop, and that's when the natural healing happens. And our bodies are so intelligent. We really need to do better about not being in the mind so much. And I know it's very difficult to say in our modern world and all of that, but yeah, a 5 minute practice can do wonders. So I highly recommend that. Now I'm going to actually drop a meditation soon. It's about 11 minutes, so meant to be like a quick little tune in, tune up. So I'll be sharing that on my podcast as well, if anybody wants to check that out after. So anyways, thank you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephanie, for being here today and sharing your experience with us. It was really amazing to me. Actually, as Arzu mentioned, the song was great. I wanted to ask your playlist, but I guess you shared it with us in the chat. So it was,
Let me share the playlist. Let me share the
that
playlist
would
with
be
you.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also made me emotional too, and different kinds of emotion at different steps and stages. It was really amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just gonna ask, so you mentioned a few points that can say that you are at the stage of burnout. So my question is that some of them have some overlaps with something like depression or other kind of things. How we can differentiate that, and how at which point did you get that you are at this stage of burnout and not something else? You might
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
yeah.
Of course. I mean, I'll speak from my experience. For me, because I was always so high energy, high functioning, like literally, I couldn't even sit on a couch for more than 5 minutes, right? So my anxiety, the way that it manifested it was a lot more active, right? It's for me, and I've also gone through depression. I've also felt that low, right? It's a different way, but again, for me, everything I've studied and understood and I've felt in my own experience is, I know that when I can't feel my heart, right? When I really truly can't feel my heart and I'm just in the stress of everything, like that's already a sign of there might be some kind of, a depressive, like just like a heavier, denser emotions. And underneath that, there could be, resentment, there could be grief, there could be sadness. I mean, I think depression, anxiety, I think people, they just put that label on a lot of things, as you're saying. So for me, the burnout, the piece about burnout was really that loss of like drive, of purpose, of meaning. Everything just felt, it just felt numb, right? It felt just like, what's the fucking point of anything? Like that's, and like you get to that point and then you have to force yourself to do something. And especially in corporate where you're always performing and there's like a mask that people put on and it's like, it's exhausting, right? And so one thing I shared here, this energy audit, which I offer for women that are interested in potentially connecting. One thing I want to mention to everybody, human design. If you've not heard of this, I highly recommend researching it, taking a look at it. It's a beautiful modality that really gives us more language around our energetic makeup. Because some people naturally have that Energizer bunny, kind of energy, and they have that well of energy within all the time, and others do not. And it's really hard when you're trying to fit yourself into the 9 to 5, schedule when you are quite literally designed to not function in that way. And when you're in that, so that's that misalignment, that causes you to burn out, right? So anyways, I hope that answered that's my take. That's yeah. But again, I think these terms, depression, anxiety, I think it's just a general, thing that we're used to using on a day-to-day, but truly, for me, it's that disconnect, right? When you're disconnected from your heart, everything else sucks. It sucks. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
that
And
made a
this
lot of
is,
sense. Yeah.
yeah, and this is why the breath work, when you do those deeper journeys, it's really profound in, clearing and making space and allowing. I mean, people say it's like 10 years of talk therapy in one session because our bodies hold on to so much. And even if it's something that happened 10 years ago, or even things that we're carrying in our blood and our lineage, right, from our ancestors. And then, depending again on where you are in your own evolution, past lives, right? So we carry a lot. There's a lot here. And this is the, we're not just machines, right? We need to stop. We need to pause. We need to slow down. We need to connect with ourselves. We need to journal, write, cry, like all the above. So yeah, feel the feelings is my message. Yeah. Right. I think it feels complete. Yeah.
It was amazing. We can still stay on the call, like always, to hang out for those who want to hang out. It was so great having you, Stephanie. Thank you so much again for being so prepared and sharing all the great links that you shared. I wanted to also call out that Stephanie has a podcast. I listened to it. It's like things that she talks about. It's so easy to really understand what she's talking about. So just tune in and give it a shot. It's a gift, seriously. So thank you all for joining. And if you want to stay hang out, why not?
Thank you.